Chris Stevens from Marblehead Wicked Local, from the Marblehead Reporter, is joining us. Chris, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
No, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Good talking with you. So if I were to ask you a big picture question, what's happening in Marblehead in relationship to the coronavirus, what would you say?
I guess I would say it's pretty much like every community these days. They're really on top of it. I will give them that. I think the leadership in the community has done a good job at getting the word out there, at being available. They're on Facebook. They're on social media websites. They've got their own website. Their town website is really good. They keep it updated really well. But I think it's a challenge for everybody, especially with the warmer weather coming. People want to be out and about, but, you know, businesses are still closed. Last Thursday, Board of Health passed an emergency act requiring everyone to wear a mask if they go out, if they go into a business, if they're pretty much anyone, anywhere in Marblehead. They want, you know, other than your house and your car, they want you to wear a mask. So, you know, it's a lot like the other communities, and it's... I don't know. It is what it is. I think it's a long haul. I think they're in this for the long haul.
Yeah, it does seem like that. And I would think that, you know, it's kind of a week to week thing, although things have been kind of a constant now for as many, many weeks now. The face mask thing is the most recent thing. Many towns added it a little over a week ago. And as you mentioned, Marblehead added it several days ago. But that's clearly where we're at right now with the face mask piece. And I imagine as far as getting outside beaches or utilizing the beaches, that'll probably evolve within the next several weeks as well, possibly.
I think so. I think they'll start easing back into things. I think the big question will be when can businesses start to reopen? And I think the other big question is, will the schools reopen? I know a lot of parents are waiting to hear that. The governor said he'll make a decision on that this week, and I think that's going to be a big deal on whether kids will be coming back to school at all this year.
Exactly. And the schools, I had a chance to talk with Dan Bauer, who's the principal at Marblehead High School, last Friday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're doing the distance learning thing, but... It sounds like, and you and I were talking just a moment ago, it's a struggle for even a community like Marblehead, which is a pretty well, I would say, online type of community, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, the older kids, it was interesting. There's a good group of high school kids that spoke at a recent school committee meeting, which are all online like everybody else is doing. And the high school kids seem to have really grasped this, but they were already doing a lot of online stuff. They were already sort of working with a lot of the educational apps. So it's not really new for them. The remote learning, I think, was a pretty easy transition. I think where the struggle is clearly is with the younger families. The parents are become de facto teachers, and they're trying to work from home, and they're trying to educate their kids. And if you've got more than one kid in multiple grades, I can't even imagine how they're trying to get through this. I think I think everybody's doing their best, and I think the teachers are. You know, some of them have great programs going. I've heard from a number of them, and they're doing some fun and innovative things. But, I think when you talk to the parents, it's a clear struggle.
I suppose, too. I mean, one of the big struggles I could see coming up is, in fact, if businesses do resume in the next couple of weeks here in Massachusetts, then that means parents may have to leave the house, go back to work, and schools they have to be one of the last things to resume, I would think, just because of the, you know, the crowded classrooms, clouded corridors and lunchrooms,
sure,
and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, they talk a lot about maybe class sizes would be smaller. Marblehead schools are pretty much filled to capacity. I don't know. And they're down in elementary school right now because they're building a new school. I can't imagine how they're going to go to smaller classes, how they're going to be able to social distance. That's why I really, kind of go out on a limb and say, I don't really see them going back this year. I don't know how they could do it. And again, like you said, if parents have to go back to work, are they going to reopen childcare? You know, what's going to happen with these younger kids? They can't stay home alone.
Yeah.
That's going to be another whole new subset of problems.
Yeah, these are the good old days right now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man, that's awful. It is crazy. This week, Patriots Day used to be the morning Red Sox game, the Boston Marathon, all of that excitement, but it's all quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so different. It's interesting that they're running, older marathons online, the one where Des Linden won and the one where Mo won. And I just think, wow, it's just, yeah, it's so vastly different. It used to be sort of an exciting day, and now it's just another, now it's just another day of getting up and going to your home office. And
You know, there's a bunch of, we were kidding around the other day about businesses that are going to be thriving during this. I think the couch business. I mean, if I were to invest in anything, it would be couches right now. Man,
couches, slippers, and probably pajamas, flannel pants. I think are probably doing very, very big right now.
Exactly. Yeah, man. The other thing, circling back to the actual Marblehead issues, Chris, the town meeting has been delayed. Elections have not been changed, but they were already out there late anyways, I believe. I may have one of those reversed, but they're also working to reduce the quorum of the town meeting so they can just get the legalese of passing some of the budget items for, you know, coming up and, you know, lowering the quorum from, you know, just down to a handful of people.
Yeah. Well, that's been a little bit of a confusion, too. The quorum, Marblehead has a really high quorum. Their quorum is 300 residents, which is, I think, crazy. But they reduced it to 30. But that's a minimum, not a maximum. People are thinking, oh, only 30 people are going to be making decisions for the whole town. If 300 people happen to show up at town meeting, they're going to have to accommodate them. They can't turn them away. And they have sort of figured out how to do that. They can set up sort of satellite offices in various, or satellite town meetings in various rooms within the school. But they're going to do it on the 29th. They've pushed it back to June 29th. The idea is that they will only take up budget-related issues, and because they want to pass a budget, and then they'll hold a full-on town meeting later in the fall to deal with everything else. Because they had like a 51 warrant article, crazy huge article or warrant for this year. So there are a lot of other things they have to deal with. They'll just do them later in the fall.
Many years ago when I worked at the local radio station there, I used to be the one covering the Marblehead town meeting, but you kind of just sit back and relax and watch and let them go at it. Well-run meeting, but it was like you mentioned, a lot of people in attendance at their town meeting, because it's not a representative town meeting like I believe Swampscott's is. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Yeah, a lot of places have representatives, but they have, and like Saugus has a quorum too, but it's only like, I think it's 50. I think I'm not sure what, I want to say it's 50. It's a high. It's a lot of people. But they do. They pack them in. They had a couple of problems in a couple of years ago when they had threatened to lower the quorum then permanently. They actually put it on the town meeting and, like, I don't know, 1,200 people showed up. And we're like, you're never going to lower our quorum. So now the last couple of years, they've had a really good turnout. The fear was this year, because of the coronavirus, that they wouldn't get a quorum. So they wanted to make sure they got a quorum so that they could pass a budget.
Well, I mean, you're right. And why would anyone show up if you needed to get 300 people? That's like a recipe, you know, for...
Yeah.
That just flies in the face of what everyone's trying to do, I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely. What's interesting is the auditorium where they hold it, it's the Performing Arts Center in the middle school. And it holds, I think, 750 people. And when the fire chief went in there to measure out how many they could put in there with the 6-foot social distancing rules, 75 people is all they can put in there. That seems crazy, but...
Well, I'm going to use that mathematical formula there, although I'm not going to use it right now, but you could figure out how many people could fit into Fenway Park. What, like 1,000?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Totally. I know. I was just so surprised that it was that low. But you got to go 6 feet, not only side to side, but front to back, I guess. So, yeah, it's nuts. But 750 down to 75.
So, Chris, if you look out beyond Marblehead, what do you take from the state response, from the federal response? What are your friends all saying?
A lot of people I talk to think it's crazy to try to reopen businesses at this point. I mean, Massachusetts is just peaking now, and I think the governor is well aware of that. I feel like Charlie Baker has done a really good job at handling all of this and sort of going his own road and getting things done, rather than sort of kowtowing to anybody, really. So I trust that he will take that slowly. I hope he will take that slowly, because I think it's crazy to just throw open businesses and say, okay, business as usual, because it's March or because it's May 4th or even June 4th. You know, I think it's got to go slow. And I'm really curious to see how this is all going to play out, not just here, but across the country. Because, you know, as you see in the news, beaches in Jacksonville were open and other places want to reopen businesses. So I'm curious to see what happens in those communities. They're safe.
Exactly. And you're right about masks. We're further behind than many other states at this point, but still, you know, we have grocery stores open. We're getting by there. We get some stores open. Mm-hmm. But yet, on the other hand, I think there's just got to be a plan to trickle this out a bit. But I kind of trust the governor as well that he's doing the right thing. And when the time is right, we'll probably make that move. And, you know, other states are kind of in different situations. I see it than we are, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, everybody's, you know, like you said, we're sort of a little behind the curve. Everybody's got this at their own pace. So, you know, I think there are probably some states that are ready to start reopening. But the idea to just throw everything open at once, I think, is crazy.
Yeah. And then when I talk about reopening, it's not reopening like it used to be 2 months ago. It'll have to look a lot different, for sure. In that regard, Chris, anything else to share with us from the town of Marblehead, from the Marblehead Reporter, from Marblehead Wicked Local?
You know, we're hanging in there. Where everybody is still working. All the Wicked Local papers are still out and still publishing, and we're fighting a good fight, same as you. And we're here and we're accessible. So if anybody needs anything or wants anything, just reach out and give us a call.
We got it. We'll pop a link up on this post as well for that. But Chris, always good talking with you. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
No problem. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate the time.
Yep. Chris Stevens with us again, Wicked Local Marblehead and the Marblehead Reporter here on MSO News Sports.